I would consider him the only original guitarist I've ever heard. Because the rest of them, most guitarists play a bunch of crap. And his stuff is different. Most guitarists aren't original. You know, they're just not. And it's very boring. He's not boring. Sometimes you play stuff, you go like, oh my God, what am I going to do with that? You know, he'll play something like, you know, play like, oh my, blank, blank, blank. And you go, oh man, what am I supposed to do now, you know? But he's the only guy that I've ever played with that plays originally on guitar.
Glenn Hartman has played keyboards and accordion for the New Orleans Klezmer All-Stars since the beginning.
He's absolutely brilliant guitar player, really. In Klezmer, I think he's, I mean, I can say things that are fact or not fact, but certainly one of the most innovative Klezmer guitar players ever, you know, if not the most innovative. Hands down, no one is doing what he does.
It's a mixture of all the things that I like and that I have affection for, mixed and filtered through the way that my nervous system behaves, which of course is also a changing thing, but I try to play according to what the stimulus and the sensitivities and the patterns that are showing up out of my nervous system. So there's both as you react presently, and also, I mean, I try to play with the whole of myself, which is a complete physical, mental, spiritual animal. So then I'm trying to be sensitive to all those things and do with the guitar what those things are dictating, while at the same time also trying to play with the people that I'm playing with. But mostly it's to have an emotional experience. You know, to be honest, a tune could go out the window for all I care. You know, I don't really want to cling on to it. There's people's hearts and emotions are a little bit more, you're more likely to get something meaningful and really happening out of the present situation. So how would I describe it as by any means necessary is really.
There should be nothing standing between you and the realization of a composition. If you need Tim Green, get Tim Green. And here's Tim Green, arguably the preeminent musician playing in New Orleans. They call Jonathan back. Jonathan calls them and they actually return his phone call. So what, am I crazy? These guys know what music is.
Saxophonist extraordinaire Tim Green explains that both Frelick's music and personality hold great appeal.
He's a very deep thinker. When I'm with him or when we speak on the phone, at some point, he will give me, it might only be one nugget of something that I hadn't heard about before. So he's very interesting in that way, that you not only learn music from him, but you learn other things in other areas of life. He's got a tremendous sense of humor. He has a real big heart, too. He cares about people and about things that are important. And he's shared that with me, and he's shown concern for me as a person, as well as a musician. That's very, he's a friend. With Jonathan, he's given me the freedom to creatively express even the melodies, the actual tune itself, as well as having a lot to do with how the music moves within the course of a piece. For instance, when we're improvising or how the tune will end up going.
In 1989, after childhood and adolescent travels to the foreign lands of Philadelphia, London, and Los Angeles, an ambitious musician made a stop in New Orleans, Louisiana, and never looked back. He has played guitar and written music in uptown funk bands, back-of-town brass bands, downtown jazz bands, and the greatest klezmer band ever to come out of the Crescent City. He is known for his generous spirit, wide-ranging musical aesthetic, and no-holds-barred performances. Even in the post-apocalypse of New Orleans after the flood, he has continued to write and work and form bands to accomplish his wild musical vision. You've heard or seen him play in many aggregations, and in the next hour, you will get to hear many of them as he, his friends, and his fellow musicians delve into both their history and his. My name is David Kunin, so please stay tuned to Jonathan Frelick's Freedom 00 Naked Klezmer Jazz Latin Boogaloo, the radio documentary, produced by David Kunin for Monkey Puzzle Productions.